Shalom lekulam. We are on our journey through Shas, and we get to Brachos Daf Gimel, and there the Gemara tells us something amazing about what I would say is the most underrated tefillah that we say, and is really perhaps the most important tefillah that we say, and that is the Amen Yehei Shmei Rabbah. The Gemara in Brachos and Daf Gimel tells us that when we answer Yehei Shmei Rabbah, Hashem nods his head, and Hashem himself says, "Praiseworthy is the king who is praised like this in his house. Why did I exile my children? Woe to the children that were exiled from their father's table." We similarly have a Gemara in Shabbos, and Daf Kuf Yutes, a very famous Gemara. Whoever answers Yehei Shmei Rabbah b'chol kocha, with all his strength, korin lo gzardino, they rip up his gzardin. So Kaddish in general, when we talk about Kaddish, we're talking about the Chatzi Kaddish, the first half of Kaddish, the Amen Yehei Shmei Rabbah, and the subsequent Amen to that is from the most important tefillos that we say the entire day. The severity of speaking during Kaddish is spoken about in Mishneh Berurah Ora Chaim Siman Nun Vav. There the Mishneh Berurah brings down three scary stories, which you can look up for homework, about the punishment in store for one who speaks during Kaddish. I will let you look at that yourself. The Shulchan Aruch himself tells us that one should have great kavana when answering Kaddish. And there's a whole discussion, this Gemara in Shabbos on Daf Kuf Yutes, if you answer Yehei Shmei Rabbah with B'chol Kocha, with all his strength, does that mean he should scream or with all his kavana? And we say that really, not that you should scream in a way that people look at you like you're crazy, but the Shulchan Aruch does say over there in Siman and Vav that we should answer Yehei Shmei Rabbah B'chol Ram out loud. We should have a lot of kavana. We have to listen to Kaddish from the beginning and pay attention. The Shulchan Aruch says, "Ishtadel larutz kedei lishmoa Kaddish." Shulchan Aruch brings out from the Zohar to run, literally run to go hear Kaddish. I don't know how many mitzvahs we're told that we should physically run for the opportunity of doing the mitzvah. The Mishneh Berurah over there tells us that Yehei Shmei Rabbah is a mitzvah gedola ma'od, and Yehei Shmei Rabbah is worth more than Kedusha. If you have a choice of hearing Kaddish or Kedusha, you should go listen to Kaddish, not Kedusha. No one would think about speaking during Kedusha. No one would think about sitting down during Kedusha. Yet when it comes to Kaddish, some people think it's a free-for-all. This is one of the most important parts of the davening. You can... there's not for now, but there are parts of the davening you can interrupt. In the Kriya Shema, you can interrupt to say Yehei Shmei Rabbah. At the end of Shemona Esrei, after Yud Ratzon, you can stop to say Yehei Shmei Rabbah. Yehei Shmei Rabbah is one of the most important parts of the tefillah, and we should treat it accordingly.